This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this weekend brings the start of the Woods Hole Film Festival. What are they featuring that's caught your eye?
Well, what they feature particularly is Cape Cod-based films or films that have a Cape Cod connection. And they've got 30 full-length independent features, and they've got about 70 short films that they're going to be showing from Saturday through Saturday, August 3rd. One of the opening night films, and I think it's also the closing night film, is called The Golden Scallop. And that was filmed a couple of years ago here on the Cape, on the Lower Cape. It's about a fictional contest for the best fried fish restaurant in the Northeast. And the movie was made by three Nauset High grads and has some local actors in it. It has about 150 local extras, and a lot of footage was done here in restaurants. They've also got another movie that's by a brother and sister from Yarmouthport. It's called By Way of Home. And it stars the sister, Eva James. She's a teacher forced to move back home after she's been laid off. And some of the filming was done at their family restaurant, Peddler's Bistro in Brewster. And so some people who've seen the movie, it was also at the Provincetown Film Festival, have started coming in and saying, I saw your restaurant in the movie. So it's a lot of local connections. There's probably at least a dozen films that have that connection.
And that runs through Saturday, August 3rd.
Saturday, August 3rd.
And the first Cape Dance Festival will be held Saturday in Provincetown. It features some well-known figures from the dance world.
Yes, it's going to be at the amphitheater at the Province Lands in Provincetown. And among the dancers are the well-known Paul Taylor Dance Company, as well as Project Moves Dance Company, and Justin Prescott, who was just in the Los Angeles run of the Broadway show Scottsboro Boys. One of the highlights of the evening is going to be a solo that had been choreographed by the late Christopher Gillis. He was a Paul Taylor dancer who died from AIDS complications in 1993, and a portion of the ticket sales is going to raise money for the AIDS support group of Cape Cod.
And on the Vineyard, a tradition continues this Sunday as some very unusual things are up for bids.
Yes, it's the 35th annual Art Buchwald Possible Dreams Auction. And they've got a new auctioneer this year. Boston comedian Jimmy Tingle is going to take the gavel. And they're going to have a silent auction that starts at 4, a live auction at 5, and then an auction dinner at 7:30. And that's all at the Winnetou Oceanside Resort in Edgartown. Some of the stuff that they're calling unbuyable opportunities are sushi with actor Jim Belushi, a Vineyard dream wedding, tea with six female authors from the Vineyard, including Geraldine Brooks and Rose Styron, and a trip to Washington, D.C. to see the sights and to go to a Capitals hockey game. The event raises money for Martha's Vineyard Community Services. Tickets are $25 for the auction, then $300 for the dinner.
And looking ahead, the Cape Cod Chamber Music Society launches a series of concerts beginning next week in Kitiwit.
Tuesday night, they're going to start with the trio Solisti performing works that include Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. But that is just one of about a dozen concerts that are going to take place over 3 weeks in Provincetown, Wellfleet, Chatham, Yarmouth, Dennis, and then Kitiwit. And they bring top performers here every year. So it's worth checking out their website, which is capecodchambermusic.org, to see who's playing when and where.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.